the end of round two, it seemed strange that someone would be rested. So was it about managing him, or even more about what the venue is, the opponent, the stakes on the card at the moment?
No, it's all about Kane and getting Kane ready for the best season we possibly can. And people, you know, what I like about these circumstances is people try to read more in them than what they actually are. It's a quite simple. It's the management of our most senior player in what, his 15th season of AFL football. It's not that hard. You know, he's played three games in a row. If people want to say, well, it's two games, or it's we played a NAB Cup against Adelaide Crows, which we know is a fierce contest. We've played rounds one at Fremantle and round two against Sydney. It's, if you look at the season as a whole and you go, okay, well, if Kane's going to play somewhere between that 16 to 20 type games, you have to start and do these sorts of things without any fear of what the opposition are or are not, what the venue is and is not. It's all about what we're trying to achieve.
There's a report going around that he's actually going to move into another career in the Metropolitan Fire Service, and that might require him to not play out the season because of a course that they have to do. Is he approached on top of you, or is it...
No.
I mean, the thought is he'll get to 300 and there'll be a grand farewell.
Oh, look, Kane will get to 300. Kane's a long way from, you know, not playing good footy. That's the key message. And I'm totally aware of Kane's transition in life to try and get into the fire brigade. I hope he gets into the fire brigade. We'll be a safer community with Kane there running to get the help us get out of fire, because he'll be able to run all day.
As far as you're concerned, he's there for the full journey this season.
Yeah, he's there for the footy season, and you know, and as we see, you see it all the time. Seasons start and finish differently all the time, so there's no guarantees in any football season. But you know, at the moment, we're not sitting here thinking anything other than Kane completing a strong season.
Given how far he's come from, have you enjoyed telling a player that he's going to play his first game more than Brent
Archie? No, it's pretty special, to be honest. I mean, that's one of the great parts of our job as a coach. You get to tell the boys when they play their first game. I mean, the harder ones is telling people that they're finishing their career, obviously, but when you get an opportunity to see a bloke like Archie, who's worked incredibly hard, been on this list for 3 years, you know, he's had a horrible run with injuries. I had a conversation with Arch at the beginning of last year. I sat in my office and said that, you know, Arch, you're nearly not getting picked on merit in the Magpies team. You know, that's how far back he was, but to his credit, he's done everything he possibly can. He's taken on information to change his game too. That's the bit that I like. He knows what he is. He's an inside big body mid who has to play like that, and he's been able to demonstrate that now right through this pre-season. And it's been one of our most impressive pre-season players right through. So he's a very worthy first game player.
Thank you. Can you say for Nathan Cracker? Must have been a joy to tell you.
Yeah, well, Crack's a different one. I love our ability to be able to help people and give second chances. And I reckon Crack's deserved his second chance. He's worked incredibly hard. I know what he was like when he turned back up here. It was a almost, I'll do whatever it takes, admission from Crack. I want to have another go at this. I said, well, mate, I sat in my seat and said, to be really honest, mate, I don't think you'll make it, because it'll be too hard for you. It'll be too tough to get through. Great credit. He's been able to get through. And, you know, if you had to ask the players on our list, I reckon they've been questioning me why I haven't picked him earlier. So he's in good form.
How much respect do you have for him? It takes incredible guts to come back after what he went through originally, to come back here and ask for a second chance, to be told that he's probably not going to make it by the head coach, and to make it.
It's a great story. You know, that's the ones that I love being involved with. And, you know, I was lucky. For me, I was part of the Gold Coast when Crack went up there. So I've seen the loss of passion for the game, and seen what had happened to him, and seen him disappear, and then for him to come back, you know, as you said, it's a pretty good story.
Ken, I know how much you rate Matthew Mobey. Where's he at, and are you hopeful it will only be one more week?
Yeah, no, look, I'm hopeful, but I think I've sat through this once or twice before in the short journey I've been on, is that you say one more week, planning that it's going to be one more, but you just don't know. It's a quad injury. You know, they can be a long-term injury, but we've been very, very careful that we don't want it to turn into a... You know, I've seen quads turn into 10 and 12-week injuries. I'm very mindful of that, so I've said to Lobes that don't take a risk with it. It's a long season. And we expect he'll be back next week, but if he gets to next Wednesday, Thursday, and Lopes has got any awareness, we just won't play.
We know how big the game is tomorrow night. You know, you don't want to be 0-3. Is it too much to say it's season defining? Is this game as important as you can remember?
Oh no, it's not. You know, we'd love to be on the board now, and we'd love to have a win on the board. We haven't been able to do that. We've played quality opposition, and they've been too good for us. We've got to make every post a winner and try and turn it around tomorrow night. It's no guarantees that we're going to go and have a win against a great side, top four side in the Kangaroos, who were playing strong footy last week. All I do is I keep looking back at football, and I keep looking back at history, and I keep drawing on my knowledge and going, 1, 2, 3, 4 rounds of the season don't make your full football season. There's 22, and we've just got to be prepared to hang in there. But I do know that momentum can shift and move quite quickly, and we see that all the time in footy seasons.
What's the best way of dealing with a loss of Lobie? Is it using a number of guys?
Oh, I know we haven't quite got that right ourselves at the moment, because we've tried to operate around the thought of two rucks. We did play Aaron Sandilands in round one, so we know that's a challenge in its own. Then last week we tried to have Rito come in and play the game, and he did his best for us, but it wasn't quite strong enough for us. But we are going to a faster venue tomorrow night at Etihad, so we need to make sure that we've got as much run, and we rate the Kangaroos in every part of their game, so we've got to make sure we give them the biggest challenge we can.
Ken, I know you don't work with him now, but you've got a very special relationship with Gary Ablett. He's obviously out for a few weeks. Have you spoken with him, or are you confident that he'll come back to his brilliant best that we know he can?
Oh, yeah, but don't worry about Gary. He'll be fine. He'll be back. And, what I do know is he prepares as good as anyone ever prepares for football. And if he's not right to play, he knows, and he makes the best decisions. But guarantee you, by the end of this football season, there'll be people talking about Gary Ablett in a pretty positive way again, I think, and he's an outstanding person, an outstanding player.
Can you ask another selection one with no Redden, obviously Ryder forced him to take the Goldstein, just a bit about that battle and how crucial that'll be to winning the midfield?
Yeah, it's a big battle, because Goldstein, basically plays 90% of football, and, Paddy plays a lot of football too, so they're basically going to go head-to-head for most part of the game, with a bit of support from either, from us, it's from Westhoff, from Trengo, from them, it's probably from Brown, Petrie type. So, both sides have got backup support, but predominantly are backing in their number one rucks in that game. And then that's what Paddy is with Loeb's out of the team for us. He's our number one ruck.
You've been happy with how Paddy's slotted in?
Yeah, look, he's progressed really well when you consider the limited preparation that he had coming into the start of the season. He had big tasks, and he's done them and done both of them quite well for us. But he's, he's still getting better.
What's the mindset of the group?
Pretty positive, Rooch, I've got to say. I mean, we don't miss. We go through and review really hard, and we look at it like we should and say, okay, look, we were beaten up last week by Sydney Swans. But I think if you sit back and if you could remove yourself from Port Adelaide, Sydney would review that game and say they played pretty impressive football and they got hold of us. And we won't be the first or the last team that Sydney get hold of and make you feel their pressure. We felt it last week. The group knows what it takes for them to play good footy. And they know what that requires. They're prepared to give that. I have not got one question about their effort. I think they're prepared to go and work really, really hard on their games. And at the moment, they're just looking for a win. Hopefully, that's tomorrow night.
Have they come forward with what they think they need to change? Like after the Fremantle one, they talked about how they were too static around the stoppages, so they wanted to create more confusion, more activity around them. What do they think?
Typically, what you'll find if you're taking what the players are saying, they're repeating what the coaches are saying. So we're giving them the information. That's our job, to make sure we give them the right information and hopefully get them on track, give them some tools that allows them to go out and play at their best. That's our responsibility. The players will go and do what we ask them to do as best they possibly can. Opposition have a significant amount to do with either stopping that or letting us get going.
But have they got a thought as to what's not happening for them at the moment?
I think that the coaches have, and we're giving that to the players. We think that we just haven't been totally at our best in all parts of the game. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again: if you're a bit off, and you're playing Sydney, and you're playing Fremantle, and you're playing Kangaroos, well, you're going to get beat.
Is it fair to say Etihad Stadium comes at a good time because it does promote fast football, and you have been slowed up?
Yeah, I said last week we don't rate the outside much as everyone think we do. We rate the inside stuff, and we want to be hard and tough enough inside to make sure we can get the ball on the outside. Etihad Stadium, if I sit here and be honest, the numbers will say it's not a great venue for us. Don't worry me. I don't worry about venues. Don't worry about opposition. I worry about what we've got to do.
You've had a strong opinion of how you send off club veterans and champions and long-serving people. So what's your view on this one with Kane? How's the send-off moment for him coming?
I'm not talking about his send-off. I don't know what... I've got no thought at all about what Kane's send-off is going to look like, and other than to say that, you know what my plan is for Kane is he'll play his best football he can possibly play for us for the whole season. You know what, if he does, and he does do that so well, Kane would sit there at the end of this year, and we'd sit down at the end of the year and say, why wouldn't you play again? You know, that's the facts. We're not talking about Kane, you know, grinding to a halt, stopping. You know, I think the players, my experience here has been with Dom. Dom knew that the game was getting too fast for him. So we had that conversation. If Kane comes to me in 5, 6, 10 weeks' time and says, mate, I'm struggling to keep up in this game now, we'd have the same conversations, but it's not even on the radar.
Brilliant.
Thanks.